Begin the Quran Dam, Seth Sumas Dav Test, begin the Mabase, begin the Tesmas, begin the Gemara, Kali Yitzel, Machemes Beis Dav. Whoever goes out to fight in the wars of the by the Davidic house, get Krisa Kazal Ishta, he would write a divorce document to his wife. Fishbuch and Rashi explains, meaning Shem Yamas Mechama, so that if he dies at war, he get Meshas Ksabasa, it should be a get from the time that he wrote it. That's how the Gemara answers that she was already divorced. Now, because Rebbein Tam, this is difficult to Rebbein Tam, because the Rebbein Tam comes out that the whole purpose of the get is to exempt her from Yibum, that because anyways, if he's dead, so you know that he died, so what's the problem? Obviously, because then she would have to do Yibum. So my Kala Yitzis, why saying whoever would go out in Mechabas Beis David? If it's only effective El Misha and Lebanim, Yesh LeYabim. It's only for someone who doesn't have children, that has a Yabim, only those should write to get. Why everyone? Well, more of the Mahi, what is a woman in those days when you have a certain type of a get? She's like a married woman for all halachic purposes, which Tais explained. This is going what the Mishnah taught previously regarding how days a gitach mayim emati. This is your get from today if I die. That's what it sounds like from Tesefta. So obviously, you see, although he said from today, Havi'esh is gemura. Still, she's a bond of full-fledged married woman. Like the more explains, when he says from the time that I'm in the world, Pierce, what does that mean? The haidam mayim that he says from today. It's not that it should take effect from today. El died rather his intention. Today means one moment before he dies. When he's still in the world. They're saying from today is el mutilachem is only coming to exclude after he dies. Again, from this day that I'm still in the world, it should be a get. So it sounds like that when he gives a get with a condition that if he's going to die, it's going to be a get. It's not from the shas ksiva. It's only the moment before he dies. So how could you say through this get, but she was permitted when the husband was still alive, she's the Isha's Gemura. So it says, maybe Yesh L'chalik, but you could differentiate, however, bin Mayayim, from when you say from today, Lefirish Behedyuin, but when he explicitly says, Shiyachim Shas Ksivit, that it should take effect in the time of the writing, which is how Rash is explaining was over here by David, Ta'korchim Shas Ksivit, come Shay Get, which if you're saying from Shas Ksivit, you obviously mean from the time of the writing, it should be a get. The difference was not an Isha. Additionally, it seems, says Tais Nafilam and Mayim, that even if it's like the same wording of Mayim, Yeshli Asher Peshakon, you can still resolve Rashi's interpretation. The love of Davka Pirish, because Rashi doesn't specifically mean Shem Yomas Melchoma that only if he's going to die in war. Elohim asked him, rather they stipulate him, Eloyavs Melchoma, if he's not going to come back from war, then the get should take effect from today. Even if he doesn't die, he's taken captive or similar things. Oh, so then obviously she was permitted, because obviously it's not about Meishan Eva Oilam, because it's not only about death, it's about any situation. And therefore, obviously, that means it's taking effect from today. And it's just because of the flow that Noah Bekundra's Rashi picked in Miyamas if he's going to die, because the stump, because in general, if someone's not come back from the war, usually doesn't come back because he's dead. But right, the truth is, it would be the same thing if Nishba was taken captive. Obviously, when he says from today over here, it's not applicable to say from when I'm in the world, because that was only if it's regarding only death, it's not only regarding death. El Mayim Yom Kesiva come rather from today. Obviously, means from the day that it's written. But then I'm going to say about Uriah, but Uriah did come back when the spot like it, so the get should be nullified. It's only if he doesn't come back. Hashem says, "What you can say is, Uriah Masni stipulated Leyachz said Mechama. He's not going to come back at the end of the war. But Leyachz said at the end he didn't end up coming back. Although he came back, but he didn't come back all the way at the end when the war was over. Nichol appears then. It's good according to this. How the minim pek hazav and b'mitzid nafkin testament out. Gemara tells over there, it's easier for a person to have beer with a doubtful married woman. Well, Yom should not embarrass his friend's face in public. From this story about Shabbat, the suffocation of Shabbat, which is doubtful, the Dabbat, because why is suffocation? Because maybe he's going to come back for more. If he did, she would be Ishish. If not, she's not. Now, but in time, she explains around the question that we said before that Dabbat was permitted to her because they went out to war. That crazy get creases legami blushum tonight. Actually, no, they wrote a full fledged get crease without any stipulations. And therefore, they were automatically divorced, not based on a condition. Now, on the Purusha, Kasha, but according to Rabbein Tam's interpretation, difficult. My Karla suffocation, why is the Gemara in Bamatia call her a dat fledged ish? Have a Gurush Gemara, which is full fledged. Every man divorced their wives. Rabbein Tam, he says, the Karla suffocation, the reason why he called a suffocation is it's not really because it was really suffocation. It's only because it's like doubtful because. Actually, the soldiers would divorce their wives discreetly. The people should know about it. The people should jump on them to try to get married to them because they're single now. That's why it's called suffocation. Now, but Rashi's interpretation is a little bit difficult because how did David have beer with her? Why wasn't he afraid maybe he's going to come back? You're right, and at the end it turned out that she was not. But how could he have entered into that topic of Ishish? Next test begins with the word the Gemara. And if it's regarding giving a ksuba, then etc., Gemara goes through this whole discussion. What is it that we're talking about that he's believed? It's regarding the Ksuba or regarding the Issa. So it says, Mashmah, it sounds like, so it sounds like that if he would have came to court, it sounds like he would be believed to make her lose the Ksuba. Even though that to make her forbidden for him, he would not be believed with this tiny of Pesach Pesach. And the reason, because we could say, the Shemayin Abak Pesach Pesach. Maybe you're not proficient. You don't know if it's opening. And if she remains with the chazaka, that she permitted him. So therefore, he wouldn't be allowed to make her forbidden on him. But he could still make her lose her ksuba. Although we could say, like we just said regarding the Isra, that maybe he made a mistake. And we could say, okay, but the reason why we don't say that, because the Islam, okay, that we say that the money, which is by the husband, remains in his chazaka, and therefore she would have to prove not like that, because of his chazaka. Now, because sometimes it was difficult, because that mind of Siddiq is about, so why is he making lose the Ksuba? It's a double doubt for her to lose the Ksuba. First of all, there's a doubt, does he even know if it's open or not? Even if he said that it was open, maybe he was willingly. Because although the Gemara ends up answering why it's one topic regarding Isser, it would never said regarding Hefsik Ksuba, because even the wife of Kayin, Ba'inis, doesn't lose the Ksuba. It's only regarding being forbidden to her husband. Yeah, don't say that even by double doubt you would lose your ksuba because the moment retains by its chazaka. You can't say that because later on the few days and days coming mishastani and nasty. By the case of that I was raped when I was already engaged. Boy, says, "No, it's not true. It's not true. Before we even got engaged, you were raped. Why you make a mechatzes? And therefore, the acquisition of the kedushin was an error." Is one opinion who explains later on a few album days that what does mean mekach tois he was claiming? It means messiah. It's a mistake from like I thought you were basula from 200. I'm not misla, but you just get 100 like a basula. Amos says obviously you see mishum deboisim mana. Now regarding that one mana, why? It's because that money that he has to give that 100 is how it's sick. It's double that. So like master the delivery cannot make her lose that because the savek kreid mishnas in sasa. Because first of all, it's a doubt. Maybe she was mizana before they got engaged, and then she gets 100. So maybe have an after engaged and in the prohibited state, and the rich doesn't even get 100. If if you say it was after they got engaged, and by himself, we could say maybe she was raped, and maybe she gets 200. Because he would say that even as we're entertaining, by double subic, she would lose a ksuba, I might as well have a Monday, why should you even get 100? So obviously, you see that you don't say, so back to the question, so why don't you say in these cases of even Asha's claim, the Sfek Sveka, why should lose a ksuba? This is not really considered as a Sfek Sveka. Because this doubt that maybe she was raped, it's not considered a bona fide subject that we should have to give her a Ksuba. Because we could say that before she was engaged, she was raped. And then, even if she was raped, we don't have to give her anything because of Mekach Tais. Because she should have notified him when they got engaged, she wasn't a Basula. Therefore, we cannot be Machayev him to give her a Ksuba. Now it makes sense how the number of Masin doesn't relate to Mishnah later on to Yulam and Alf. He has Mukhazetz and she says, I was Mukhazetz. Loy Malay says, Loy, no, Elke Drusish at you. You don't have some because you were with a man. Kohen Mishu says, she ain't the man, she's not believed. Mabsetz is the if she loses Ksuba. Iler Biachin Amanda, if according to Biachin he's losing that 100, Iler Belaza, if according to Belaza, will I clone that, meaning according to Biachin it's 100, according to Belaza, that she doesn't get anything. Because according to Biachinon, that Mukhazetz gets 200, if she's Nenis, she gets 100. According to Belaza, he holds that if she's Mukhazetz, she gets 100, if she would be believed, and she's not believed, so she doesn't get, even that 100 doesn't get anything. Now, says Thais, this is obvious of the Abbasfek Sveka, although that it's a double doubt. Why? Because Savak Mukhazetz, maybe she's Mukhazetz, she gets 600. If I'm to some Jewish Ish, and even if she was with a man, Imitakhtam Nensa, maybe it was when she was with him, she was raped in the Stachma Sadeu, and it was his bad mazel, when she gets 600. Obviously, that topic of oneness of being raped, which we're saying would make it sex fake, is not considered a topic. The aim of Kremish and Sassan Nessa, because like we said before, because you could say that she was raped before they got engaged. Vaidam Ben Yitzchak, the tradition of Ben Yitzchak says that this Rishu wants to, according to Belaza, to make her lose that 100, even though you could be in doubt that maybe she's Mukhas AIDS and the sex fake, because he holds that the Mukhas AIDS is Lashkech. That's not common, so we won't include that. The other meaning is that we see later on that Lamed Bavim Beis, which we actually brought before the Mukhas Ishchiach. All the girls, they fall, and therefore Mukhas Eitz is a good claim. It's according to Mleel that he says, Chereshes and Sumas, they can't claim Ketayz Besum. In other words, because that's normal. And According to Beshua, we don't have that claim of banking. They do have time soon. It's really because he holds the chavta, this of getting a bank in Bogasitz, is loy shchich, is not common, and therefore we cannot suspend it on that. Next says, Master Begun with Gemara, my love, isn't it? The Katoin Tain is Pesach Besoch. That he's making a claim of that he found it open. Why is the Gemara assuming that? Near the Fash, it's him to explain because it's all good. You would think to say the Batain's Domim, like a Mechash, like cruelly Daito. Because if it was really the claim of blood, then we wouldn't be concerned that he would calm down by Monday if you got married on Thursday. Because he could be like a Dom, since there's no blood, Libin Nikva is as hard as banging, famous car, he's not going to calm down. What's going on? Why was there no blood? A Best was but regarding an opening, since you could think that, okay, what do I know already? There's Robin's clothes. You might think it might cool down. Therefore, the Gemara is assuming that it's a claim of Pesach Besoch. Next says, "Not the beginning of the Gemara. Nemel of Zidik Sabasa. He's believed to make her lose her kesuba." So, Amirid, he says the Shmuel that he says that he's believed to make her lose kesuba Pesach Besoch. By the Shaper, he agrees that Nemel Israel. This is not like Rashi that he believes that he's believed to make her forbidden on him. It's just that he needed to tell us that he could even make her lose a ksuba. To lay him, they don't say to lay him, and they shouldn't believe. Although he knows that it's open, because name is Meshaka, maybe he say deliberately he's lying. Obviously, it's just make her lose a ksuba. And that's the Shmuel saying. No, even regarding Havsi ksuba, he's believed because, like the Gemara says, because the Chazaka in Terlech Masad Mavsida. But of course, he believes also that he's believed regarding Lestolov. And truth is, this is the part in Alagrash of Blazer. Who says that she believed him? He's believed to make her forbidden him. Now he wants to solve it. Nemelav Sidi also thinks that he's believed to make her lose a ksuba. The Nekala Isul reverse, and he says that he makes her forbidden her. That's for that chiddush. Because she can do Nemelav Sidi ksuba, but sure he's believed to make her lose a ksuba. Because Nemelav Sidi ksuba, like it's obvious from the Gemara previously, as we said in the Bimaschol Ilamesa, that because regarding money, Yevo Kamon Mecheskes Mari, but regarding Isser, maybe not. So that's what's saying that even for Isser. However, so it says, it sounds like Rashi, that according to Blaza, he's not believed to make her lose her ksuba. Next, it says, but in the Galil, so then he could make the claim of Pesach Besoch. Which says, if you're going to say this at the second look, it says, Manole, what do we know this to make such that this exact diak? Dilma, maybe, this that we pick specifically Yehuda, is regarding when she claims that the reason why she doesn't have Besulim is because of him. And we're coming to say Behuda, and Yehuda in the Menes Lema, she's believed to say Shabbat Allah Ba'edison, that he had to be with her when they were engaged, but in Galil, not in Galil. Avakshten is Besulis, but she claims that I'm Besula. So that it was a Besula, not that he did it to her. So Bekalil not him, maybe in Galil, she would also be believed. And so how does Abai prove in this, that if he makes a claim as a Besula in Galil, that she would not be believed? So this is what you can say is no, the Mashmalik is it sounds like to Abaya that in the Yochalitin times Besulim, that he cannot make times Besulim B'cholin in all types of situations because she's believed to contradict him. Whether because she says that he had be with her when they were engaged, whether because she says it's not true, I was a Besula, he found it closed. We're the Behudin the Menace in Judea that she's believed. Why? Because the Megiddi by Amr, because she's believed to say that. Would have claimed that she could have said that when we were engaged, he had be with me. And the loy be galil, and now the galil because they're like a migui, where there's no migui, and because they weren't nesiachim. So that's where the Gemara's dig is coming from, because it's on both claims. Of a kasha, but this is what's difficult is because the ma'aseh b'duka. Why we bring from a dig of a leila? So you should have brought from the ratio where the Gemara says leila naviyur meves besula amon men eris mechulu v'yeshlan times besulim. They have times besulim. In other words, all these cases where she was from Erison, where she still has Cheskes Besula, and they get married afterwards, that they have Ksuba 200 from the second husband, if you don't find Besulim, so it's totally exempt, because that's the Cheskes Besula, and it's a Mekach Tois. But Kochlin Ksuba, obviously, that this at the same time Besulim is regarding Ksuba, because the Isolov, because to make her forbidden on him, that we didn't need to save in Erison, because Philim and Asu, now he has a Tanz Besulim, even if she was previously married, he has a Tanz Besulim, because keeping the Kanz of Cheskes Besula, since he's marrying over to Chazaka Besula, like a monk, obviously, we're going later on if you're based on the Alf. The problem with the Gemara asks, you have to be concerned that maybe she was Mizana with him. So, obviously, that there is a Cheskes Besulim, and therefore, this is bothered that why are we not asking from the Reisha, and said from a Deek from the Sefer. The Deek says, not the beginning of the Gemara, my love, isn't it that the Ketoin times Pesach Besuach? Because he's making a claim of Pesach Besuach. O Behuda, and therefore what? In Judea, Avagav Dika Chazaka, although there's a Chazaka, like we're saying, for in the Galil, person believed because the Chazaka, he wouldn't be able to Terech Besuach Mafsida. Still, in Yehuda, Lehman Haman, it's not believed. Why? Because we're going to, like Rashi explains, because maybe he was bowl and there isn't, maybe forgot, or maybe he penetrated because of their hugs and didn't realize it broke the Besuach. Or, you know, another person says, the reason why Yehuda, he's not believed, because given Messiah, since he was secluded with a body ball, and for sure, we know for sure he had to be with us. Like Mukha in the Shanafsh, a person would not be able to hold himself back. Although regarding Yavama, we say in Yavama is that if you're off on the base, the Adlam Yemuk and Afsh, a person could hold himself back for 30 days. So it says, right, Pam Lemuk and Afsh, because most times a person would not hold himself back even for one moment. Because Adas came, Messiah, because it was this intention that they're secluded to become familiar and have a very intimate relationship. Israel Chazak, and never he loses that Chazak. Next says, "Not the beginning of the Gemara." No, the Kedushin time is dumb. The Gemara concludes, "No, it's regarding when he makes a claim of dumb, because the Habitan Beruda, that's a verifiable claim." But the Insadin Melchach Madam, from the fact that the cloths are not filthy with blood. But Nira, it would seem to be Tain is Pesach Besuach. But Tain is dumb. The Shmaitin that the claim of finding an opening or that regarding blood of the Arsugi Irish Tainas, she's claiming Shubala Be'erusin that he had be with her when they engaged or Imeres Besuli. So she says that it was a Besula. But if she would say Meshastan and Nasti, she would be believed, like we'll see later on the Vigam Madam. But then it's different than they say, wait a second, why don't you believe it? But Migui with a claim, and as we just were inferring from Tosis, with a Migui. Because she could say from when we got engaged, I was raped. Then the mess from Galil, according to the rule, she believed there was skin like a man that we ruled later on that you're going to have like him. So why shouldn't she be believed with Bala Barrison or she said Basula Yisi? The Shem Tosis says that the Ein Moid Baratzin, Shunibal Macha, that she wouldn't want to say that she was raped. And therefore she's not believe she'd rather say that it was Besula or he himself had Bia, and therefore that would not be a Migri. And boy, Dane's a Migri. Tesa Bechlal is not even a Migri. Because the Milovsla Nash Mekunda, this would invalidate her from being married to a Kain, where someone raped her. And therefore that wouldn't be a valid claim. Avokasha, but this is difficult. Dilhem to be mega, but you still believe we're mega. The boy, I'm a mukasetani. Okay, so not being raped, that she'll be forbidden to kind. She could say that I was a mukaset, because I've learned about the common imkorn. I've learned later on the bilavam beis. I'm that same mukaset because it was a monad. Like so, it was only a monad. The ends a migui. That's not a migui because anyway, it's lots of klum and mukasubas because she doesn't want to lose anything from mukasuba. But kamok is still in the men's be mega. She's believe we're mega. The boy, I'm. She could say mukasani eitzani tachtech of nistach was a dayu that happened after we were engaged, and that's when I had the injury. So why do you not believe with that migui? Like Achner says, there it appears to have a migui b'makom chazaka because the migui that's opposite of chazaka because he has the chazaka the indirect b'zud mafsid that the person not going to go through the effort of going making a chas and then creating a loss, and the migui chazaka is not believed. Avgav the bayi he prepared coming to b'vessel. Although it's a question in the first paragraph b'vessel, hey m'beizi, I'm reading migui b'makom chazaka. Do you say migui in the place of chazaka or not? So station the chazaka the harcha deep, maybe the chazaka is stronger, and therefore for sure you wouldn't say according to everyone the migui opposite this chazaka. And so and also the ilam reading migui lights him. You don't say migui to extract money, wasn't Namashabi, that also makes sense because over here, her migui is trying to collect ksuba from her husband, and you don't take ksuba lahitzi.